Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Obafana Mazibuko uthi uyajabula yebo ohamba no Christ uyajabula impela and phambi kwakhe sibusiswe ngu Pholoso siyakamela uthi halimpotsa tsepo yaka ke tla re ke Jesu and wangena no Jonathan Bena ethi I don't mind waiting ngiyathemba ukuthi ke uyijabulele ezizintathu njalo zilandelana 3 songs in a row. Ya njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi ngihambisana ke kule ntambama no brother ya o brother Bongani lempe ne
yes limpe
o limpe 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 okay mina ngifuna ukuy oh yes oh sorry angiboni ukuthi ama headphone okay o ubongani limpe
yes limpe
ke kisakai
kesisuthu
oh kesisuthu
yeah isuthu
umsuthu wena umzulu
ngingumzulu ngikhuliswe abesuthu
oh ingakho ungubongani
yes bongani jabulani elinye hayi angeke nje ngitshele nje
ngobani
manje elase obo ode dining room lelo
unjani
Ngiyaphila sesami unjani sesibahle
Ngiyaphila nami ngicela ubabingelele nasemakhaya
I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
who is my Lord and Savior
Amen
My name is Bongani Limpe
Amen
and I am born again and I love the Lord beyond amendment I love him beyond amendment and I am sold to his love.
Amen.
Amen.
Bazalani ngicela ukuthi mhlambe ngichaze lena ubongani une stuttering ne?
Yes, it's stuttering. It is called a disfluent speech impediment.
Okay. Yeah, so uma mhlambe nizwa kungathi kwenye indawo unokuthi uyahaka kancane, yeah, unale yo condition. So ngicela ungampheleli inhliziyo nje, ulalele nje lokho uNkulunkulu amphathise kona kule ntambama. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi yazi uphume kude le, njengoba bosho ukuthi yo, ayisibahle, I had a very hectic Sunday. Uphume kuyo preacher Kempton Park.
No, I was in the Roodepoort.
Ay, angazi kwa inglongithi Kempton Park, Roodepoort.
Yes, Roodepoort.
Yes, wasuke Roodepoort uweza ngala ePretoria.
Yes.
Wow. Siyabonga kakhulu. Uyazi bathi isikhathi is precious. So ngokuthi nje usinikeze isikhathi sakho, ngiyabonisa ngempela ukuthi you know lokhu uNkulunkulu akuphathise kwano ukuthi nje ukwazi ukuthi ukukonvey kubantu uyabona ukuthi kubaluleke kangakanani and nalempilo entsha akuphe yona you know and besakhuluma la of air ukuthi you know izinto ezifana nalezi kubanzima kakhulu ukuthi abazalwane bakhulume ngazo ngoba ngathi nje bangaphansi kwencindezi and lencindezi ngezinye izikhathi ilethwa yini ilethwa ukuthi bazosuke bakujaje bazosuke bakubiza ngamagama you know and yilapho ke uthola ukuthi manje umuntu wenza ngakho konke kusemandleni ukuthi ayivale lento yingakho sinabantu ukuthi uma bephumela obalo uza umuntu una mhlambe 10 years ashadile and then bese ke uzophumela obala after 10 years cabanga ukuthi lesisikhathi ahleli laphayana and then lo mama lona ayitshela ukuthi you know my marriage ihamba kahle kanti unama double life ongathi double standards I don't know yeah double life oku ukuthi uyayiphila so uyabona ukuthi lento meyizovela uma isihambile isikhathi eside iba buhlungu iyamlimaza umuntu so ngiyakubonga ukuthi today you are here ukuthi uzofakaza ukuthi wena uNkulunkulu wakudeliver kanjani kulesi simo uchazile ukuthi ubongani uzalelwa kuphi
ngizalelwe lelwe nje eKZN.
Mhm.
Ngikhulele ngapha kodwa.
Okay.
Yes.
La Joburg.
Yes, La Joburg.
Okay. So ufike la uneminyaka emingaki?
In the age of 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
Because it was around 2001 whenever I came this side.
Okay, uzana bazali.
I came this side with the umam wami.
Okay.
Yeah. Umam wami and my two brothers.
Okay.
Due to the unforeseen circumstances in KZN.
Tabelo ya mosiami.
Oh, sorry.
Le go dira tse digolo fa ile ya tlhwafalo. Ka kopo tswela go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
A beacon of light. 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Ngiyaxolisa ngalokho bekumele ingene bokuyisikhathi sayo ukuthi ingene. Okay, bengingabukanga mina la iscreenini.
Yes, so.
Yeah.
So he's ngapha eKZN due to some unforeseen circumstances that were taking place that side.
Okay.
To stay this side with Omami too. We came this side and started a new life.
Oh.
And also based on the education level from KZN where I am from to this site, it is much more different.
Mm-hmm.
Due to my speech, and she wanted the best, but due to the situation that side, and we came this side, we stayed this side.
Okay. So ukhulele ku ukhuliswe ngumama, a single parent.
Ngikhuliswe umama, uncles, my grandmother and my aunties. And I didn't spend much time I didn't spend much time with Mame too, because she was a domestic worker. Be as monthly to see us, and I stayed in most of the cases with my grandmother, my uncles, and my aunties.
Mm-hmm.
Practically, they are the one who have raised us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, nibangaki? Unama siblings engaki?
I've got two siblings. Yes, I've got two siblings, and I am the second one. So three maspedal.
So no sisi, and then no younger brother.
I've got only brothers on my mother. We are only boys.
Oh, you are only boys.
Yeah.
Okay, so uno putom tala and then uno putom nani.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, beng zama nje ukuthola i-background yakho ukuthi ungubani ubongani. So today unobufakazi okuthi ungathanda ekutheni sibandla lika Christu izinto ezifana nalezi siqaphele, and then ekugcineni kosuku sibone ukuthi silwisana kanjani nalobu mnyama, ngoba ikhona nje impilo yobumnyama, the kingdom of darkness, ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi usathane usebenzisa amaqhinga usebenzisa all sorts of things ukuthi abalethe abantu ku this kingdom ngoba uma bekuyona bavale kamehlo and then bese bayibona impilo ngenye indlela bese alethe uphazi wena bese ke uyitshela ukuthi hi this is the life you know kumele ngiphile ngalendlela so ubongane ungumuntu okuwukuthi phecelezi singathi bonobudlelwani nabanye abantu besilisa ungumuntu wesilisa and no bonobudlelwani nabantu abanye besilisa so iqala kuphi lento
lenta lena I was in grade 5 whenever I was being sodomized sexually abused by two guys from school from lapho ke njena ukusaba ukukhuluma ekhaya because angazi ukuthi ngizoyichaza ngithini lento le
abontanga bakho lapha
beba batala kumina
mara ni sesikolweni nonke
yes e primary
okay. E primary
yeah
wow okay ne. Yeah
angazi ukuthi ngizoyichaza ngithini mangifika ekhaya to explain it to uncles and grandmother and what bengizoyichaza kanjani angazi nga decide ukuthula ngayo because somewhere somehow I felt that I'm just misunderstood there and there. Never. So I decided ukuthula ngayo. Unokubona whenever ugqiba into ukuthini ne this thing lena I will just hide it, I'll take it to the grave. Ne? It is what I planned to do. Ukuthi yazini. Akungcono, ngithule ngayo, ngihlale phezu kwayo. Fine. Years went by. I was introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ in 2008 late. And I was also being led by a lady called Nje Umam Tembi. She's late now. Ne? So she led me to Christ. And Mina Naye, we became close. Fine. And in my teenage years, Ikale in 2009 towards 2010, I began to get attracted to abanye abantu besilisa. Because bengingakwazi ukuthi ngichaze kanjani. Inkinga ukuthi whenever ungakwazi ukuchaza into to umuntu. Bengine friend of mine. Besindisiwe, we were on fire for Jesus in those days.
A guy friend.
Yes, guy friend. Mm-hmm. Ngithi, in every service, silapho, like we were on fire. And I started to share the word of God in the SCO. It was around 2010. Because the way I was on fire for Jesus. So I told him, yo, Mngani, I've been feeling this way. And because whenever Mngani, who will understand you? I tell him, I do not understand why, but how about then we can ask for help from the other pastors. We were also scared to tell the pastor beside Mita Andayen. Fine. And in 2010, I started dating same sex. But I would feel it in me, Uguti. this thing lena engiyenzayo is wrong. I would go to the pastor, they will pray for me, and I'll stop for a few months.
Oh, okay. So mtshelile pastor.
Yes.
Ukuthi this is what you are going through.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would go to a different church to tell a different pastor. It is not ukuthi I didn't trust the pastor whom I was submitting under back then. It is just ukuthi I felt much more comfortable in sharing it with a person whom I am not close to. Nah. Fine. And I continued in that cycle. And I did not know, ukuthi, whenever you get delivered, nah, you must consecrate yourself with the word, read the word, pray often and everything. Because it is much more dangerous for umzalwane to be delivered kodwa ini angazifidi with the things of God. You need to feed your spirit, your mind with the things of God. To pray often, read the word, do what the word of God says. Yeah. Fine. In 2011, it was whereby I was gang raped by three guys. I went to a pub with some of my friends. They were drinking, and I wasn't drinking because I never tasted alcohol, and I am like, okay, let me go and chill with them. And I just had those friends who were gay. We are gay and everything. And I went there. They disappeared on me. And I had, and also I had to go home by myself. And I have to walk home. It was whereby I was been. It was whereby I was also approached by three guys. Bengicabanga ukuthi bafuna ukungibamba inkunzi. And that time. Being on a phone, being on a mali, one of the guy, Wang Shaya, with in the Impama, had to give me to only if you don't have anything with you, you have to pay us with your body. And I got a bit confused. Then one came after the other, one came after the other. And I also decided
to surrender.
And I'm like, I'm not saying this at home. Because in a way, you're good to, whenever I decided not to say this at home, as parents, it is much more important to have a relationship with your kid. You can be umzali, but you must also be a friend to your child. You must have that capacity for your child to trust you, to come to you and everything.
Yeah. I was ukuventa, I was confide.
Yes, but to only if you do not have that. You rather keep it to yourself, but out there are parents who are willing to hear somebody else's child.
Yeah.
That's why then it takes a village to raise a child.
Amen. Yeah, true.
Whenever it takes a village, your child, it is not your child alone.
Mm.
So I'm like, I rather not, because I had the trust issues.
After what happened to you?
Yes, I had trust issues to share my concern and my sentimentals with people.
Mm.
Fine, and I continued in the same cycle. But now, whenever I continued, in the midst of all of those years, and I found comfort in watching the pornography and also in masturbation, because it really comforted me back in those days for me not to think about what I'm feeling and everything.
Yeah.
I continued in the same circle, go to a pastor. They prayed for me. And I was very active at church back in those days. And some of the pastors would tell me that you are called. And I'm like, yeah, I believe so. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to be a preacher of the Word of God, because I had this mentality about preachers of the Word of God, which they are just people who are lazy to work and everything back then. Fine. Years went by, and now I decided, after my grade 12, to move to KZN. And I thought that it was the environment in Guyo that causes me, sees me to fornicate also. But I didn't know Ugute. How do I deal with the sexual sin? Because it is a danger.
Yeah.
Danger to be in a sexual sin while you are in the church. Because you will turn the word of God to fit what you are doing.
Yeah.
You will compromise and everything. I went to KZN. I stayed in the farms. One house is here and the other one is on the other side and everything. And I am like, at least here, there are no lot of guys and everything. I worked in the farm. As I worked in the farm, there are those guys from the farms where I'm where I was
working.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Most of the guys there, they are the dropouts and everything. The farm owner, in English, he said, give me, uphelele kuphi esikolweni. Ngasho ukuthi no, I've passed to grade 12 and everything. That guy said one thing on me. You don't belong here in the farm. You need a better job.
How old were you? Ngaleso sikhathi?
Be ngi na 20.
Oh, bo sokuqedile esikolweni.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. And I worked there for only a few months. And I got a job, a prestige, Bidvest prestige. Basically now, the change rooms. Is I say, the Spring Lake Mine. It is closed down now.
Okay.
And I used to work with two ladies, and I am a guy. And I will clean up the showers of the guys and everything. Sometimes I would enter there and find guys bathing, and that spirit aroused again. Whenever it arose again, but I will keep on fighting it on my own strength. And bear in mind, at those times, I never understand Oguti. You cannot fight
spiritual things.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Fine. But then I didn't stop there. I continue to date married people, married guys, people who have wives and kids. I would date other guys and everything. Fine. And it got to a place where I got tired. In 2016, I decided to come back to Gauteng. Whenever I come back to Gauteng, I kept on fighting it, but I'm like, Yasin, I'm giving up. Whenever I started to give up now, I became the playground of the devil. And I didn't mind to date, drink alcohol, go to church whenever I feel like going.
So now uphila a double life.
Yes, double life. Whenever man and I am at church, I am this guy who is committed.
Who is holy, holy.
Yes, holy, yeah. Holy. But I know, oh good, I would go and fornicate. And bear in mind, the spirit of lust grew in levels. Whenever it grew in levels now, I would date even more people, married people, people who have money. I would date pastors. I would date people in the church, but keep it a secret and everything. Because at that time, I did not even understand what is it to be, or I'm out to sit or in the place in one church. And I became a tourist of churches now, because I'll jump from one church to another. One church to another.
Ugu to Tola Bantabasha all the time.
Yes. Bear in mind, one pastor said to me, we are close even now, me and her. She said to me, I do not understand why na ungekho ko aba committed kanje, because I'm the devil. He is fighting you left, right, and center. I'm like, yeah. He gave me, bear in mind, you are called. Take it serious. I'm like, I suga. I continued until I started to work for another company in 2019. Whenever I work for another company, it is one of the biggest brands in SA, a pharmaceutical one. And I dated one guy who was married back in those days. The guy was nice. He had money. The wife did not stay in Gauteng. I dated the guy, but the guy was very abusive, physically and sexually. Fine, in a way, you're good. I dated the guy, and the guy began to be abusive towards me. And the first time he hit me, and I'm like, okay, fine. It will stop. The second time he hit me, he forced himself on me. And I'm like, I didn't bargain for this. And I left the guy. And the guy never bothered to fight me back or to get me back. He did not. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll continue where I left off. Whenever I went back, Mam Tembi was always there.
That Mam Tembi wants you to know that you are in the situation that you are in the middle.
No.
Yes,
and in mind, she took me as her son. Ne? I would pass by every day after school, sit there at her house. We will share the word, we will pray, then I would go home and everything. Fine. Although that she had suspicions.
Oh, okay.
She turned a blind eye. They told her, ne, her daughters, ugut no men yo ubo nga ne inje okay. She said only one thing. I'm not my son. Not ubongane wam. Unless uguti ka ungijela about somebody else. Not lo owang. That woman, whenever we say a person refused to believe it. She called me and then a confront. Yes.
Yeah.
Kuguti ngizwa bat okay. I'm like, yes. She said, okay, listen, I will not belong to you. Yeah? You know what does the scripture says. But it is not ubongane wam. No, okay. Yeah. Fine. She saw the bruises in my neck. She asked me, "Quince again, what happened?" I'm like, no, I just, I'm a fellow, so at Higimne. Bongane, I wasn't born yesterday. These are bruises. And I told her, "At Higimne, what do you want us to do? How about we go to the police.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Guye, ne. What will we say whenever we get there? We do not have a
evidence.
Yes, ne.
Yeah.
How about we can bury it?"
So Lama Bruce Apomagbanugu, the guy who was abusive?
Yes.
The married guy.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm like, "Okay, fine. We did that." She prayed for me. Her prayer there was one. Pardon, I'm a Father God, you gave me this child. I refuse, like
to give up on him.
Yeah. Is one woman I can attest that in every prayer she did, she would always put me in.
Oh, Mam Tembi.
Sure. You know, I've got.
Ulalele manje, Mam Tembi.
She's late, but
Oh, she's late. Yeah.
But then her daughters, they are listening. I know. So. She would always pray for me.
Yeah.
We would always go to church.
Mm.
And now I became free to share things now.
So how did you get delivered?
Okay. Only if let me finish up. 2020.
Okay. Yeah.
I got sexually abused.
Again. For the third time.
For the fourth time.
Fourth time. Oh, the first one it was at school.
Yes.
And the gang second rape. One, gang raped. And the third guy. One. Oh, the married guy.
Yes, I was raped in the gay pride. That's why I just hate gay pride with passion. So.
So now you were in this thing like fully.
Fully. And I wasn't even ashamed. I would go out and drink, get drunk on Sunday. Noma kanjani uzongthola esihontweni whenever I feel like now. Ne? How I got delivered, it was whereby last year I went to buy fabrics and everything. I met up with one certain lady. I'm not sure ukuthi can I say her name?
Yes, if nayo alright ngalokho.
Yes, I met one certain lady. To buy fabric. Igama lakhe Morian ne.
Sis Mo.
Yes. Whenever I met her, I didn't know that was my arrest to go back to Christ.
Oh my.
Bear in mind, because now I started to hate pastors.
Hmm.
I didn't know that she was a pastor also.
Mm.
Because how she is, how she talks and everything.
Mm.
She asked me to create pants for her, red pants. And I agreed. I'm like, okay, fine.
So you are a fashion designer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I agreed. I'm like, yes, I will charge you this and this. My business partner or Margaret was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, fine. We met up, we exchanged numbers, and I took her, and I also took measurements and everything.
Mm.
Trust me, the trouser didn't come out okay.
Mm.
And I went to her house. And she said, I do not bring people to my house.
Or usismo oshonja.
Yes.
Okay.
But you can come in.
Yeah.
The pants didn't fit her and everything because it had a lot of errors.
Mm.
And I was carrying my other pants, a pinky, dusty pink. Satin, you know, that's satin. Lena Ogu is silk.
Yes.
She asked me this, Oguti, are you gay? I boldly say, yes, I'm gay.
Mm.
She did not preach long sermons.
Hmm.
She said to me, God loves you. And She said, God loves you. And you must repent. Ne? I'm like, okay, fine. I went out on that Saturday. She was about to go somewhere. I went out. On that Saturday, I didn't get drunk. I did not. Because I drank, but her words kept on to ring in my mind. Fine, and I was staying with the guy at that time and everything. The guy, like I was very excited about the wrong things. Fine. It took me like some few months whenever I collapsed in the workshop. My business partner took me to Tembisa Hospital. Whenever she took me there, I was admitted for a few days. But then, bear in mind, I never told people, hey, I'm in hospital and everything. I am like, I rather leave alone. Because in 2020, I decided to go and stay alone. Fine. There was a pastor there who was preaching.
At the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
The pastor said to me, can I pray for you after preaching? And I said, no, don't. The following day, he came again and said, can I pray for you? And I answered him. I said, sir. And also, man, I answered him and I said, sir, are you bored or something? I said, no. Nah. But then at night, I'm like, I would have agreed. On the third time, on the following day, he came again and said, before you can say no, God says I must pray for you. That pastor prayed for me. Whenever that pastor prayed for me, he said one thing. God wanna use you. And I'm like, hi, Suga. I start, I can't even finish up a
sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the second pastor, Otigue, you are called.
It is plus minus. No. Always four. Back then, yeah. Some they've told me in church.
Okay.
And I've never paid attention because of my speech impediment. Fine. I was discharged.
Okay. Sorry, Bongani, go disturb me. Sino, tell us si chonge u 5 minutes.
Okay.
Google the next hour, ne?
Yeah.
So angaz gutikulo 5 minutes ongawaz guti.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, in a way, Yoguti, whenever I got discharged, I went home and I deleted every boyfriend that I had in my phone. And I asked one of my sisters to look for a pastor deliver. And also, went to Devon. My friend was like, my friend, change your ways, man. I'm like, hi, my friend. Fine. Whenever I came back from Devon, the pastor who was supposed to deliver me, got her and I went and I got delivered.
Wow.
And whenever we had two sessions, and whenever it was like that, and we had to start with the root causes of the issue, it was whereby now we have uprooted everything.
So, Mhlampe, in a minute,
yeah.
What were the root causes?
The root causes, it is, the sexual abuse brings confusion in the life of a person.
That one ekale usese young,
yes,
at school.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Hmm. From then,
hmm,
I got delivered last year, and I was doing a year being totally delivered from homosexuality on the 7th of October.
Oh, glory be to God.
Since then I've been preaching the word of God.
Hmm.
I've been sharing my testimony in different platforms.
Wow.
And I cannot go into details, but to only if people can go to the Justify podcast, they can just type my name and my surname.
Mm-hmm.
Every, yes, and then in every platform I have been, I went there and shared my story.
Wow. It's in a platform?
Ungacheka on all water on the Justify podcast.
Oh, Justified podcast. Yeah, the guy, ne? Was the young guy. Is that the one? Justified.
Yeah. Justify.
Justify.
Yeah.
Uba nobongani nai.
No. Justice.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
The one who looks like Indian black.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Nyambon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've been on other platforms, Toban ST Media, I say space podcast with Inje
Madam Speaker. Yeah.
Upliftment with Oost Hembelihle. Like you will get
the whole story.
Yes, but then to the one Inje Eka Ute Mphelihle, I go deep into details.
Okay. Uyazibongani ne? Because being turned, which is figure, which is how you were delivered.
Mm.
So, Nizo turned and I'm going to sing in it deeper, but not today.
Yes.
So, Nizo turned with me invited again.
Yes.
Why Gifuna would you see it deeper? Because Gifuna Oguti, as you were talking about the root cause, Gifuna Oguti learn to see, but when's any?
Unpack.
Yes. And then, as we were talking off air, you were telling me something. And I was like, you know, all this time I was asking myself, Oguti, why these people, Otolo Oguti Baba, successful? And then Baba, if Bagu corporate, most of the time Bagu high positions and all that. So ngizothanda ukuthi when you come back singene nakuleyo ukuthi yenziwa yini.
Yes, and then also then I am also willing to share the dark side of the LGBTQ community, because there is a dark side to that community.
Yeah.
There is.
Hmm. Sure. Sismo, thank you so much ukuthi umthole ubongani. The late Mam Tembi, may her soul rest in peace. But ngiyabonga ukuthi uwenzile umsebenzi wakhe bongani.
Amen.
And umzwile. Ne?
Mm.
It's just that bekunale cloud ukuthi isakuvalile ungafuni uku accept ukuthi what you are doing is wrong.
Yes.
But you knew ukuthi nje there was this thing enje ukuthi, you know, as I'm saying, ukuthi it was a dark cloud evale your mind, evale your eyes, your ears, ukuthi ungezwa namaqiniso. But ngiyababonga abantu abafana no Mam Thembi ukuthi akazange give up kuwena, and akazange I believe lento, because you were not born ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi ube yiloyo muntu. No ways. So that is why akazange I give up, but not my Bongani. My Bongani akusiyena lo, ubongani lo mina engimaziyo, ubongani lo odalwe nguNkulunkulu, and ngifuna aphile ngalendlela uNkulunkulu amdala ukuthi abe yiyona. Thank you to Sis Moriana Khare. Nangu nayo uthumele message lana. Unfortunately, angeke ngikwazi ukuthatha ama calls bazalwane ngoba isikhathi sami sesingishayile but asenze kanje bazalwane ngicela ukuthi uma ezobuya futhi uBongani because definitely uzobuya and then siphinde si unpack futhi le ndaba ngoba kusese kuningi esingakhuluma la ngoba ngizwe u mention ukuthi you were in a relationship with pastors in the church.
Yes,
you were in a relationship with some of members of the church. Logo nje good deep. You were involved with married men? Sure. Yeah, it's a lot. Bongani utholakala kanjani?
At the moment I will just give my Facebook handle and I once did a mistake of giving out my numbers and now I opened up a can of worms to wrong cloud.
and that community maybe na say funa ukubuye izokuattack ne?
Yeah.
Because I know good they are
vicious.
yes, I know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Facebook handle la kwithini?
You can just say Bongani Limpe Phakade.
Okay, uLimpe bazalwane, it's L-E.
Yes,
M-P-E.
Yes, L-E-M-P-E.
Yeah, Bongani Limpe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah.
All right, back to lapho ku Facebook,
yes.
Twitter, some other handles?
Nah.
Or only Facebook?
Yes, I would.
Active kuma inbox wakho?
Yes, I am active and okay. Also on my Insta it is the same name and everything.
Okay. Ukhona ku TikTok?
Yes, ku TikTok ngikhona. Yeah.
But awukho that active.
I go there, post there and there, but
okay.
Yeah, I will just be more active.
Okay. Ngicela senze enye I date ne?
Yes.
Please let me know but before sizofika kuma festive holidays.
Yes.
Asenze enye I date. It can be maybe first week of December or second week.
Yes, it's fine.
Yes.
And I'll put you on my calendar.
Please. Ngiyabonga Bongani. Uyazi ngicela ukukhipha ngalomhlabelelo ne. Ukuthi uthi God is a healer.
Amen.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi nawe kwamanje ingoma ukuthi uyayihlabelela each and every day. Because izinto ezifana nalezi akukho lula ukuthi uphume kuzona. And njoba umenshine indaba ye porn, you mentioned indaba ye masturbation, you know those things ziyakhula and then zigcine zibe addiction.
Yes,
I believe ukuthi nawe mhlambe bo so fike kuleso simo.
Yes,
ngoba uzama ukuthi I don't want to go there, so let me do this so that ngizokwazi ukuthi you know stay away from being nalabantu.
Yes,
kanti now uvula elinyi can. Yeah. But this is uyikhuluma ne?
Amen, yes.
Our second dates.
Amen.
Okay. Nango Puelano uthi God is a healer. Njoba ngishilo bazalwane ukuthi ngithe asixoxe le ndaba noBongani this month ka November because sikhuluma indaba siletha iawareness ye sexual addiction kanye no Dr. Mama Joro Shilubane. So uma ephuma uzongena u Dr. Mama Joro Shilubane and then siqhubeke ke ngale yandaba ye sexual addiction. Ngicela ungalisusi iphondo liqhubeke lihlale lapho ku AM 657. Bazongena nje maduzane.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.